Have you ever been inside of a prison? My first time was about 7 years ago, Fort Dodge Correctional Facility. The first time I went in the place, what amazed me most was the beautifully polished, shining cement floors. I could see my reflection. Then I looked around and I saw stark white walls, bright lights everywhere, echoing hallways, a very cold and uninviting place. As I looked around, I saw some guards scattered through the facility, but everyone else was dressed alike. And I thought, well, yeah, they're all prisoners. Maybe they are all alike. Tonight's theme is community. And the first time I thought of community, I thought of where I was from and where everyone like me was pretty much alike. But my story tonight is about a community in which everyone was not like me. It was a community that I found different from where I grew up. I'm from Humboldt, rural Humboldt County, Iowa, about 2 hours northwest of here. My community when I grew up, I would say, is pretty homogeneous. I would say that diversity in that community was whether you were a Kiwanis Club member or a Lions Club member, or whether you were a member of the Baptist or Lutheran or Methodist or congregational churches. Pretty much everyone in my community growing up had a mother, a father, and 2 to 3 children. Everyone's skin color was pretty much alike. I'm sort of embarrassed tonight to admit that my first conversation in my life with a person of color did not happen until I was a freshman at Iowa State University. Bessie Hall, biology lecture, the professor asked us all to turn in our books and look at something in the textbook. A young black woman was sitting to my right. She turned and said, "I forgot my book. Can I look on with you?" I said, "Yes." Tonight, my story is about a community I found at the Changing Winds Toastmasters Club at the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility. Well, how did I get there anyway? I was a prison volunteer. For many years, my friend in Humboldt, whose name was also Jim, had been inviting me to come with him and his church group to go lead worship services at the Fort Dodge Prison every Wednesday night. And finally I said, oh, I guess I can go. I was sort of curious. I thought it might be sort of interesting. So I said yes. Well, the first night I went to the prison, I was informed that you must dress a certain way if you are a prison volunteer. You are not to wear blue jeans or a gray sweatshirt. Why is that? Well, because that is what the inmates wore in the wintertime. And if you wore that as a volunteer, you might be mistaken for one of the residents and have a hard time getting out afterwards. Up to this time, my expectations for what was prison like had been entirely based on TV shows like Oz, or movies like Shawshank Redemption or Escape from Alcatraz. Prisons and prisoners were scary. You could trust no one inside, and it was dangerous. Well, tonight I cannot tell you how prisons are everywhere, but I can tell you from my perspective, never once did I feel fearful or nervous when I went to the Fort Dodge prison. Well, I went with Jim and his group a few weeks, and every week as we went down this long hallway traveling to the room where the church service was held, I passed by a big window in the hall. It was about 4 foot high by 6 foot wide. And so I stopped one evening and I peered through the window glass and I looked into a small room on the other side where it appeared everybody was having a good time. They were laughing, they were clapping, they were standing up and down, and I thought, what's going on in there? That looks like a lot of fun. I looked on the window on the lower level and it said, Changing Winds Toastmasters Club, meetings Wednesday nights, 6:30. I thought this looked like a lot more fun than the church group. I want to join this group. So I inquired to the prison staff. They connected me with the volunteer coordinator for the Toastmasters Club. And I learned from her that Toastmasters is an international organization which focuses on helping its members become better at communication and leadership. And they do this by having the members give speeches at the meetings and following those by evaluations of those speeches by other members. I learned that there's only a handful of Toastmasters clubs in prison across this country. Well, the coordinator invited me to come to a Toastmasters meeting. My first Toastmasters meeting was February 15th, 2017. I walked into the room and I looked around and I thought, there are more tattoos per square inch of skin in this room than I have seen in my whole life. I was a newbie, but immediately I felt welcomed and respected. Several people came up and introduced themselves to me, and everyone shook your hand. Then the meeting started, and as soon as the members started speaking, I realized how excellent they were in their speaking skills. The president, whose name was James, was especially articulate and eloquent in how he ran the meeting. I sat there in my little chair in front of the room thinking, boy, I was sure wrong about this place. Here I thought I was going to be coming in being the expert, helping these young men become better speakers, and I suddenly realized I'm going to learn more here than they will ever learn from me. As they went around the room and they asked me to introduce myself, I sat there in the front row, actually speechless. I was intimidated, not because I was afraid, but because they were so darn good. The meeting was fun. I was invited to come back the next week, which I did. I was invited to become a member, which I did, and soon they started calling me the club mentor, probably because of my age. But I found myself looking forward to every Wednesday night to go to that meeting. For me, it became sort of like a family reunion. You could catch up from everyone on what they'd done the week before and what was happening. And also, my job, I thought, was to help provide a little window to the world outside. Well, I don't know what I thought. You know, you volunteer at prison, you just come up at the front door and say, hello, can I come visit tonight? No, I learned to respect the security in the prison system. And a lot of it's like when you check in at an airport, you know, the metal detector for the people and the x-ray for your baggage and your shoes and your coats. It's a lot like that. But the prison is different in that there are, at Fort Dodge anyway, four heavy locked steel doors, one locked iron gate. Each one opens with a buzz, closes with a clank, separating freedom from the prisoners. I discovered as a Toastmasters member at Fort Dodge that when you speak to a bunch of inmates, you literally have a captive audience. And I thought, you know, I didn't come here to find a community. I was just curious, but I certainly felt a very strong sense of belonging. And even though these club members now, all dressed alike in their gray sweatshirts, they were not all alike. We had older members in our club, some who had been in prison many, many years, some who were lifers and may likely never leave the building. We also had young members who seemed like kids to me. We had skin colors of all colors in our club. Some of our members were from small towns, rural areas, some from cities, some from other states. Some were even from other countries. Why was that? Because they had made the mistake of committing a crime in Iowa. From those members, I learned a lot about their culture and the places that they were from. And the stories. Now, I know we're here at a storyteller's night, so probably most of you will agree with me that stories help bring people together because they can let us share experiences and situations that we could not experience ourselves. That was exactly how I felt going to my Toastmasters meeting, listening to the speeches every week. One gentleman talked about growing up with his family and literally living under a bridge when they were homeless. Another member talked about being split from his sibling at a young age and having to be shuffled between multiple foster homes his entire childhood. Many members talked about growing up without having any stable adult in their life. Interestingly to me, very few talked about their criminal background or why they even got into prison, except for Scotty. Scotty liked to tell us about his escapades with law enforcement, including how he was involved in a high-speed police chase from the perspective of the person being chased. But most of the speeches and discussion stories from the members were about family, about hopes and dreams for the future. And I found myself often going home on Wednesday nights feeling uplifted and inspired by the stories that I had heard. Wait, did I say prison was a cold place? Perhaps it was outside of that little Toastmasters room, but within that room there was warmth and kindness. We had service dogs, usually about 3 or 4 or 5 dogs who joined us every meeting. These were service dogs being trained by the inmates that then would be sent out to serve people across the country. We often enjoyed cookies or cupcakes shared by the culinary arts class. James, the president I just mentioned, was one of many members who was taking classes offered by Iowa Central Community College there at the prison. James would come excitedly every week and give me an update about what he had learned in supply chain management, carpentry, or welding. Another member, David, learned that we both love coffee. Soon, every meeting when I arrived, I would have a freshly brewed cup of coffee from David sitting on my table in the back of the room. In the summer of 2017, my mother passed away in August. I still remember the first meeting I went to after that had happened, receiving the warmest and kindest and most loving hugs from my members that I had received from anyone. Thomas, a club member, had lost his own mother while he was incarcerated. He never got the chance to say goodbye in person. And I always wondered, how did that feel for him? Well, Toastmasters, I continued attending as a member for weeks and then months and then actually a few years. I loved my group. I loved going to the meetings. We had banquets. We had graduations. We had celebrations, all sorts of things. And after a while, I started thinking of these people not as my members, but my guys. But then 2020 came, along with COVID. COVID, along with some other instances of prison violence around that same time, led Iowa prison officials to cease all prison visits by volunteers. I might add that that has continued even till today. My in-prison, in-person community ended. But my story did not end. Thankfully, I had made some connections in my prison community that I've been able to continue on with some of my members as they have transitioned out of incarceration. Thomas, who I just mentioned, was released actually during the COVID time. I remember Thomas spent his first winter trekking across town over 2 miles by foot to his first job. Thomas and his girlfriend moved to the city about 2 years ago, and last year they invited me to come and officiate at their wedding. Also, Thomas and his wife now had a baby just early this year, and they are starting their new life together as a family. David, the coffee guy, David got released to a halfway house just shortly before this past Christmas. I experienced with David the challenges he faced in finding employment, finding multiple doors closed because he is a felon. I'm very proud of David, however, because already he has started online classes to work toward his bachelor's degree. He's a writer. He wrote a book while he was in prison, and he's also started his own Substack column. James, the gentleman I mentioned, is the president, is scheduled to be released soon. James looks forward to starting his life over on the outside with his family over in eastern Iowa. Well, I'm not naive enough to think there are no bad people in the world. Everyone is in prison for a reason, and some of those reasons are pretty horrible. Not everyone wants to be or will be rehabilitated. In Iowa, the recidivism rate, I learned, is about 33%. Is that good or not? I don't know. But what that means is when Iowa prisoners get out of prison, about a third of them will go back again after committing crimes, and sometimes back multiple times. But on the other hand, I'm not cynical enough either to believe that people cannot change if they are given another chance. Your future does not have to be defined by the worst of your past. I believe that for my guys, and I believe it for me as well. Today I feel so fortunate that I was walking down that hall, looked through that big window in the Fort Dodge prison all those years ago, and was invited to join the community on the other side. That community has enriched my life. Thank you.